Hello, everybody. It's JT from Spitballing with JT, and today I have two very special guests. One I actually went to high school with, and that's Brendan Kalajendic and Brad De Silva, his manager. And we're going to shoot the shit today and spitball a little bit. So let's start things off with... Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You're driving me out, bro.
Needless to say, yeah.
Needless to say, we got here for an interview at 9 o'clock. It's midnight, and oh, it's only 11.
No, 10:45. We're good.
But just wondering what's taking you so long today, bro. You alright?
Yeah, it was just a few fucking technical setbacks. Camera's not working and shit.
That's what we'll call it. Alright. Anyway, yeah, things are going good, man. This is my manager, Brad.
So, basically, you are a Canadian MMA fighter based in Bonneville, Ontario,
yep.
Right? And we've seen a gradual climb in Canadian MMA. Pretty much all stars. If you take people like Rory McDonald and them and hold them up to like the guys they're going up against, Rory's gonna end up getting title soon in the UFC, and I can see you there pretty soon with some of the videos we have of you fighting and what we found on YouTube and everything. It's pretty astonishing to see like where you've come from, considering like Bonneville is a shit town in the middle of fucking nowhere in Ontario.
Yeah, well, there's fighters everywhere. I mean, I'm just I just have my shit on, you know, also have a following, but there's fighters everywhere.
So with Brad, how did we get Brendan Kalajendic in MMA?
Brendan was the evolution of a long history of, you know, just growing up in Bonneville, as we've been talking about. You know, we used to hang out when we were 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, kind of thing. Always kind of getting into trouble, if you will, out on the streets and whatnot. Brendan kind of showed a bit of a talent for doing what he was doing, you know, in the backyard at the parties and whatnot. So figured if we could provide him with an avenue to kind of, you know, get loose and have some fun and not have to worry about, you know, where he'd wake up in the morning from, that kind of thing. That's kind of how it all started.
So is it basically growing up in a small town, it's got to be difficult to find roots in MMA. How was it for the both of you?
How was it for you?
You know, I can remember, you know, we were like 12 years old, we were out behind Brennan's house, and we were doing our version of Fight Club, if you will, and then it just kind of evolved from that.
It's not real, it's gone so fast.
Yeah, you know, Brendan's he really enjoys what he does, and he really pushes the limits of what he can do. Every time he goes out there, he gets better and better, you know. You can watch through his videos kind of the evolution of a fighter that he's become, and the evolution of Red Rum, if you will.
Yes, that is Brendan's nickname, if you will. Red Rum, and let's talk a bit about some of the fights you've had. I know you had one against Jose. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
Prieto.
Prieto?
Prieto.
All right, and I'm not going to do that any justice if I try and repeat it again. But explain to us like what it was like when you were in the ring with him.
It's the same as any fight. You're just, you know, you just want to kill the guy. Yes, right? Just kill or be killed. That's it. Kill or be killed. When
you that's how you see it as?
Yeah, it's either you're going to die or he's going to die. One or the other. And the ref stops usually before it gets carried away. That's about it.
So what kind of state of mind do you have to prepare yourself to get in when you go, like, before you're walking up to those, the
game? I got a little bit of a routine, bro. I'll tell you the routine. He usually takes care of it. I'm not much of a talker that I'm coming to realize. Like, I just like to fight, and, you know, it's
So Brad, what's Brendan's routine for, like, before he's going to step in the ring? Like, I'm not talking about the training or anything right now. I'm talking about, like,
you
that 5 minutes.
You just want the 5 minutes version? All right, so, you know, Brendan rolls up halfway through the event usually, because over the course of last year, he's gone from first fight to main event, right? So
yeah,
that effectively changes your day, going fighting at 7 o'clock to fighting at almost midnight sometimes, right? So,
yeah.
You know, he shows up sometimes 8, 9 o'clock and gets a change room to himself kind of thing, and slowly gets his gear on, and, you know, he's quiet, and he's just kind of thinking about what he's doing, thinking about, you know, listening to the crowd, because you can hear it, man. I don't know if you've ever been there, but when you hear that, you know, that thud when a fist hits a face, it's pretty unreal, right? So, you know, people are screaming, and they want blood, right? And you just kind of start going. He gets gear on. You know, we'll tape up his hands. That takes, you know, probably 20 minutes, half hour to get his hands taped up properly. Get his gloves on. You know, we'll start working the focus mitts a little bit. And, you know, getting him kind of throwing his combos and doing the routines and getting him loose. And he'll do his stretching and stuff. And, you know, when you get called on deck, right, you get your hands checked. They tape the gloves. And you go out there, right? And sometimes the guy's
so that's what they refer that to, as, like, you getting on deck. Like, kind of like baseball. That's jokes. I didn't know that about that. That's a little inside info for people who don't know. Like, I don't even think I've heard, like, Joe Rogan or anybody talk about that on their podcast. That's funny.
Yeah, they got a guy behind the scenes. You can ask him. They organize everything. Behind the scenes is where it's all at.
Yeah, man. You'll see them. They come out and they get you, you know, your blue corner, your red corner. They get, because you get somebody to autograph your tape that says they approve your hand wraps. You know, they're checked them. There's no steel spikes in there, nothing like that. And you get your gloves on, and, you know, you start going.
So, basically, over, well, firstly, how long have you been fighting MMA? How many fights have you had?
Competing in the cage 2 years now.
Yeah, and I believe you have a record of, like, 14 and...
16 and 4 right now.
16 and 4,
record.
There you go. It's an increase since the last time I've seen you. The thing I want to know is, how is the weight cutting approach by you guys?
Weight cutting sucks. as you can tell, like, man, I love to eat food.
As you can tell, we'd pan the camera if we had one that was fucking working correctly. And, like, there's an entire thing of fucking pizza, chicken wings, garlic bread, or fucking fries right here to vouch for Hilo's pizza.
Well, we're not training right now, so we're going to drink some beer. We got a broken hand, so having some fun. But weight cutting sucks. Not the funnest part of the game, but you gotta do it.
Do you approach it as a, like, a
he
science
with
rat?
Me. That's the best.
You do it with him. Holy shit!
No,
so
no,
that's
no.
Be
only
like,
on the day of the week.
Yeah, like when I, you know, when we're traveling out to fights, right? I'll pick Brendan up the day before or whatever, and he'll start his weight cut. Depending on when he has to weigh in. So I can't really, like, sit there and eat and drink in front of him, right? So I'll just say, all right, let's do this, and, you know, I'll start cutting with them, and I'll wake up in the morning, and, you know, we'll get them going, and it sucks, man, it sucks. Like, by the time he's done cutting weight, I'll have lost 5 or 6 pounds.
Fuck. And with the way it's presented in with, like, some guys, there was an example Joe used of a Brazilian guy in the UFC. And he's, like, he walks around at, like, 185, and then he cuts weight to, like, 155. And that's a drastic weight cut. And, like, there's day, like, he's gone on about, like, how, like, he's seen guys so weak that they can barely make it up the steps to weigh in, let alone, like, the what led up to that.
Yeah,
like, I think that's why the UFC actually moved the weight, the weigh-ins. They moved it a day back. Instead of the day of the fight, it's the day before now because of that. How do you guys approach then rehydrating after?
Depends the day of or the day before, but usually we just go fight anybody, man. like, you know what I mean? Whatever weight. let's do it.
That's the God honest truth with Brendan. Like, how many weight classes are you the champion in now?
Current three. He's got
three different weight classes, but
three different weight classes, and he's the champ.
That's not
of all
the smartest thing to do, though. That's just sometimes just being dumb and wanting to fight for no reason at a bigger weight where probably shouldn't have. Wouldn't let some of my teammates do it, but you gotta just sometimes, you know, you drive to
Detroit.
You know, if the guy can't make weight, fuck it. I didn't drive down here just to fucking buy shoes at the mall.
Didn't drive down here just to buy shoes at the mall. That's fucking classic, dude. So, is there any way that we can get like an inside look at the way that you guys do your thing? I'm talking about your gym right now.
Well, we're inside look, basically we're doing anything we can right now just to win fights. That's all that matters. Winning fights in the cage, that's it, you know. We're here sitting with you, you know, we got some followers on here, right?
Yeah, right now we should have a few. I'm about to put out that we're streaming live.
Well, no, that's all good. Like, how many you got on here so far?
So
we're doing whatever it takes to get the name out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're grinding, you know. You never know who you're going to meet. There might be somebody tonight. You're doing a fabulous job of interviewing, so maybe someone will find us and want to see us smash one of their guys and pay for our trip down, because that's what we want, is you to buy us some plane tickets, fly us down, and let me fight some of your guys. And give Brad the information he'll take. Let's do it. We'll fight anybody.
I'm taking reservations for the guy, you know. We're starting out anytime after March 2014, the kid's free to go out, and we'll get you out there and let you have a crack at it.
Preferably, I want to start fighting in Panama, Cuba.
Dominican Republic's nice. Yeah. Jamaica is always good.
How about Vegas?
Honestly, really, half the reason I do this shit is just to fucking travel. And if I get to punch someone out, that's even better.
Yeah, so did you want to load up the Cal Samurai page? Like, he can show the walkthrough, right?
Yeah.
Actually a cool video of it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to minimize this because we don't really fucking need to see us. We know that we're streaming live. And what we wanted to do is be able to show you some videos. And we had that kind of fuck up for us. But what I can actually do is... we can do the website through here right now. So if you guys want... The videos on the website are on YouTube.
It's
on YouTube?
Yeah.
All right, let me switch to Apple TV.
It'd be like Cal Samurai promo or something.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Let's start all over.
No. I just want HDMI 2, not TV. Fucking technology and the fucking wonders of it, eh? I guess I just showed my Canadian side with that A.
Wow.
A. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have you type in the search. Just move it around and you know what the title is.
Shut off the volume on it.
Yeah. Sounds
got beer.
Probably a tad annoying for these people.
How did he do it, Cal Samurai?
Promo, I think.
Promo video?
And that's it right there.
There we go. Alright, let me get this camera and focus it on the TV before we press play. Alright.
Oh, so you're actually having your laptop watching TV?
Actually, yeah. That's perfect. Levels are off nicer. Alright, this is the promo video for
Cal Samurai Gym in Curtis, Ontario.
Welcome to Cal Samurai Gym.
Thank you. Hectic. Bravo, gentlemen. Bravo. So, while we're doing this, did you guys want to do that commentating?
Yeah, well, this is the one that kind of just goes in there with the coach's corner kind of thing.
Sure.
All right, let's watch a few videos of Brendan.
Keep him against cage, baby. Watch him getting high. Watch him getting high. Watch him getting up high.
So basically, right here, what's going through your mind when this is happening?
That's right.
What's going through my mind is,
watch it.
Why would you choose to watch this
watch
video
go for
first?
The
it's probably boring for the audience
there you
to
go,
watch.
There you go, there you go.
And probably should show them something a little more entertaining than this one. We should have had that ready
no,
to go.
No, let him up. Get up. Stand back.
Well, we got still 13 minutes on that video. So.
Yeah, on that video. Here, let's just go something quick for you. Give the audience a little taste of what's up. Tell them where they can find me if they want to check out more. They can get a hold
actually,
of me.
Actually, no.
You have them on your desktop.
Yeah, and we're going to pull those videos up right now. And we'll get a little commentary there. We'll be able to do as we wish.
That's focusing
on mute.
Holy fuck.
So sorry about that. Mute got pressed. That's not, we haven't said anything important in the past fucking 10 minutes. I'll play some music during that. Brendan's laughing his fucking ass off at that. That's the thing about podcasting. You can't really predict it.
Yeah. No, you can't, man. Just everybody having a good time. Friday night at midnight. And, you know, having some beers.
Yeah.
Talking to a muted microphone. 3 hours later.
No, I only
It was just now.
It's got maybe 5 minutes. I'll play an oldie song in the middle of that. Fucking epic fail on my fucking part.
That's all good, you know.
So, what I was saying was, when you guys are leading up to, like, a big title fight, like, one of the many title fights, apparently, what's the training regimen like?
Well, what's the age of your audience?
It varies anywhere from 16 to
pretty much just you know, can't really hang out with the wife too much because you want to stay vicious and you just want to, you know, kill mode. You gotta be an animal.
Yeah,
so just like Tyson, you know, and then I lay off the weed for a little bit before the fight and train about 6 hours a day, usually a lot of cardio, a lot of smashing pads, and then just get in there and do my thing.
So, when it comes down to fight time, what's
the talk you give to Brendan. There's got to be like a
doesn't promotion. Talk. I don't like the talk.
You don't like the talk.
Right? I just sit there and nobody don't want to talk to anybody. Straight business.
Straight business. That's it's very honest with you, because a lot of fighters might like try and bullshit that, like, but really that was a completely honest answer. So, what other things can people do to bring up their game? Like, say if you had some advice for an up and coming MMA guy, like, right, who's just getting into it.
I think MMA or anything in general, even your business, just be organized, be ready, be on time. You know, it just comes like in. You know, if you got to train, you got to practice. So, you know, have your questions laid out, have this laid out, everything laid out. Same thing goes with fighting. You know, if you know you got a title fight coming up 5 weeks ahead of time, I know I got to cut weight here, stop smoking weed here, do this there. Like, I do my job. You know what I mean? So, same with anybody and anything in life. That's what I do. Just make a plan. I want a title. I go get it. That's
my
it.
Fans expect me to be 3 hours late. If I wasn't, they'd be...
How did Chocolate Air handle that?
Actually,
tell me how Chocolate Air was.
He handled it pretty good.
Yeah.
We were about a half hour or 45 minutes late with him. So.
Okay, that's good.
So,
Chocolate Air is a cool guy. I could imagine he has a busy schedule. Not that I have a busy schedule. I'm just exhausted from fucking working all day.
Yeah, and that's
mean?
Why we're hitting this video now.
I don't know. That's why it was just kind of funny when the microphone was on mute, right? Brad did his spiel.
So this gives you an idea of what's going on, kind of.
Yeah, so what's going on right now, this is where me and Brad are warming up. I'm just backstage saying, you know what I mean? I don't want anybody to come talk to me. I'm just looking at that cage, picturing myself smashing this guy. Brad didn't get across the border at that time, even though he can. It was not his fault. He got across the border maybe 10 times after, but here he wasn't here. His wife was warming me up. So I'm like, you know what? I smashed this guy for my boy Brad. And we're just getting ready to go on deck, man. Hot and ready. Like, ready. So you want forward a bit, I'll take you in the ring with me here, I'll show you what I do.
So,
just a little bit, yeah. Wait till I get in the ring, though, you know. So this is in Gladwin, Michigan. Real cool league. The promoters are fucking wicked. Brett Spardella and Dan Hoogerhide. They put on these wicked promotions, you know. They always pay for us to come down and have a good time, and they got some real stand-up people in that league.
And you've had fun fighting in the league.
It's all about the people you meet down there. Like, you know, we just we go in and do our job, but we also, you know, meet some cool people on the way into the ring and stuff. So right now his wife's taking me in. And
my computer trying to keep up with the video or the video trying to keep up with my computer, but it's one of the two. This will finish it once and for all.
See, can your audience hear me right now?
Yeah.
Okay,
the audio is going to be...
So see what's clear. Happening right now during live set. I'll take you play by play through the ring. Sometimes if you're not prepared, shit like this can happen, you know? If you didn't train...
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'd be knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, bro. On your back, like, carried out... Never coming back again. Wanted to quit the sport.
There we go. It's going as quick as possible. Turning all my shit off my Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Should I do the same?
Actually, no, you're not
that. No, I'm not. Okay. Your fans are probably pissed right now. This is bullshit.
There you go.
All right. Thanks so much for kicking my ass tonight. That's exactly what I need. Yeah.
I'll
be good, bro.
Yeah.
Jordan Thompson.
Yeah, the day that happens is the day I come back with an aneurysm. That's you, eh? Let's do this, baby.
Yeah.
You're pumped, eh?
Oh, buddy, that's what I mean. It's like right now, there, that's ready to go. Kill or be killed. So this motion right here, you don't even know what that feels like until you've done it. All fighters do this. Right now, it's just like, I don't know, you don't feel nothing. And it's just, you just want damage. Damage, like kill somebody. So right now, I'm going to get in the process of also trying to not get caught by anything stupid, knowing that he's trying to kill me. But as soon as I get the opportunity, I'll be relentless. Absolutely relentless.
And this is a quick bout too, isn't it?
Well, you don't want to fight a long bloodbath, man. Not too many people do. You want to, if you can knock a guy in one punch, knock him out.
Exactly.
You know, why take damage? Why risk getting a broken hand, not being able to make money or something? You know.
So what, Brad, what's going through your mind at this point? Because we know what's going through his. What's going through your mind, your strategy? If this is going to the next round, what are you thinking about saying to him as this match progresses?
I wasn't actually at this fight.
Oh, yeah, he was. He went down with my wife.
We'll talk about it after the watch. Here you go. This is Brendan.
Wow, those are powerful elbows. Powerful elbows. Just, you can hear, for the audio listeners, this is just a brutal ground and pound elbow session. And the ref has finally stopped it and said, dude. That was awesome.
Just like keep going for a second. It'll do, it'll show the win and then there's a little spiel at the end of it.
Looking for people to join our gym. Kids, moms, dads, anywhere from 5 all the way up to 60. ElStammerStudios.com.
That's a good commercial. It's a way to promote. Since that wasn't there, that's my little spiel.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a hotel in Sarnia, they called me. I was waiting by the phone, and they called me at like 11 o'clock, and they're like, oh man, you know, he was a tough opponent, he was a tough kid, I fought my heart out. I was like, what happened, man? Like, tell me about it, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. He goes, no, I KO'd him in like 1:50 in the first round. He's like, we're on our way back. And it was like, they drove back that night. They got back to the hotel at like 2:30 in the morning or something like that.
Wow. And what time did that that fight start at? So it didn't even take you that long to get back across the border or anything, eh?
No, that one started probably like, 9 o'clock.
So for the
audience, right now, this is Brad's wife, who's also part of the team. She,
give her a shout-out.
Yeah, Crystal Da Silva.
Yeah.
And she'll drive us around all the time. Corn, me, hold pads, whatever's good. Pretty much runs Brad's show. Brad runs my show. I get in the ring. We all have a great time after we smash somebody.
Absolutely.
So that's what's up, man. Check us out, TuffSamrit.com or Ringside Management, Brad Da Silva. We're inviting you out. I'll come smash someone in your town.
Yeah. And don't let your iPhone try to fucking autocorrect that last name for you, because it will not let you spell Kalajundik for the life of you. It always fucking changes the C to a Z for some fucking reason.
Who's that? Who are you talking about?
When I try to spell your last name on my phone, it always tries to change it to Z instead of C.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Here you go, that's our last little spiel, little shout out.
Awesome video. That was awesome,
man. Yeah, man. So you know what? Hopefully your fans appreciate what we're doing. If they're in the Curtis, Oshawa, Bowmanville, any area around there, even up in Bethany, we got a gym up there, Big Country. We're trying to help out everybody, just training together with Bruckman and you know, just making things happen. Brattle can get anybody fights in this area, whether it be in Muay Thai or MMA. Check me out at calsamert.com. You got our website, our email, and we'll be back again for sure, man. Jordan, thanks for having us, brother.
Which of the two Johnny Walker videos is the one that I'm playing? The 10-minute one or the 15-minute one?
Oh,
play the 10-minute one.
Play the 10-minute one? All right. And you know what? We'll play this video out, and then we'll give everybody our shout-outs, our fucking...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Shit. Here we go. And we're going to try and set up fucking Brendan's Twitter so that he can start getting some fucking followers. You hear that, fucking Death Squad? Yeah. Follow this motherfucker once he's on there. I'll tweet that shit out to you.
That was Jose giving you props, eh? Walking in the ring. If you want to see what MMA is really about, the fight you watched first, you can fast forward it by 15 seconds and you'll see him give that same guy props going into the ring.
Oh, yeah.
As Brennan's going to... Because this guy beat Jose for the championship belt. This, the guy that Brennan fought in this fight took it from Jose.
Oh, fuck. So, like, right now, you're getting in that ring, he's vaselining your face up. What's the thing that's on the tip of your, like, head as you're just about to step in there? Is it kill this fucking dude?
Yeah, it's, I know I got some secret weapons going into this fight. I'm like, I hope the ref doesn't feel the tie ligament on my legs because I don't want to go to the ground. You know, right now, my next fight, I'm going to take him in the round and finish him because I've been training with Justin Brockman. Big shout out. Helped me out. And now I'm all rounded everywhere and I want to choke somebody out my next fight. That's why I wore a mama said choke out. I was ready to have for a ground fight this fight. But, you know, next one, I'm going to finish him on the round.
So you've been working on your jiu-jitsu?
Oh, yeah,
like
for sure. Justin Brockman, man. Good, solid team. Mm-hmm.
So basically, during a fight camp for him, is it mostly striking and then like a third jiu-jitsu, or with him being such a good striker, is it the opposite, more jiu-jitsu based?
Yeah, you know, Brendan's he's got a really good striking ability, so we obviously want to bring the Brazilian jiu-jitsu game up to where his striking level's at to really complete him as an all-around fighter. So that's what we were focusing on for this one, knowing that his opponent was going to be a Muay Thai fighter as well. Going into it, we figured that they were going to probably try and mix up the game a little. So Brendan mainly focused on jiu-jitsu going into this fight.
The States are better. When you cross the border, grab one and tell me if you notice the difference. Because I fucking do. These ones I didn't really like that much, but they come in only 12 packs, so whenever people come over, I offer them out.
Okay. Right now, the first round, what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you right now. And look at this girl's ass right here. Oh, wait. Okay? Because they got hot girls down the SSFL. That's me. Okay? CalSamer.com. Now, your fans are going to want to know a little bit about you. So, what's up next for Jordan Thompson?
is a Mexico and Thompson. Yeah. What's up, Mexico and Thompson? Is I have a few models that I'll be interviewing in the next few weeks. We're just
okay. Speaking of models, please tell me about the anal ballerina.
Melody Jordan.
How do I get to meet her?
And that is a good question, considering she's married.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so this is his most recent championship fight, just so we're really looking at.
As you guys can hear, Brad's just in the background.
No, that's not me. This is my wife filming this angle. This is his corner. This is Johnny
Walker's corner. Oh, that's Johnny Walker's corner.
Yeah. That's kind of, we kind of don't do it purposely, ooh, but it happens. That's why we send her over. She's pretty, so they don't complain too much. That's me actually seeing him in the bottom right corner.
So right now, what are you saying to him?
You know what? I usually try not to yell too much when he's doing right stuff. Like
when, right now.
Yeah, like you know.
He's not doing anything.
Yeah, he's not in danger at all. So I'm just making sure he's breathing. You know, encouraging stuff. You know, make sure he knows that we're behind him and he's doing a good job.
This
like,
guy
know.
Looks scared though.
Well, this guy's got a lot of fights, a lot of experience.
But it's almost as if he doesn't know what to expect from Brendan.
Well. He doesn't, and that's a problem. Like, that's why we take Brendan.
Like, checking that kick, like, a lot of people wouldn't even take that into consideration, but that's a big thing. Yeah, doing that is stopping that leg damage from increasing.
That's good that you knew that kind of information. Not too many people know what a leg check is, so big props for knowing that technique. Jordan, awesome.
Well, I do watch.
Who's your favorite UFC fighter?
To be honest, I like both the Diaz brothers.
Buddy, I'm happy you said that because I know why you like them. Because they represent the marijuana march. Right? Well, Nick does.
Nick does, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Nick very much so does represent.
And you know what? I do personally believe, my personal opinion is everybody needs it. It's a natural medicine. I use it to relax. I don't take it 2 weeks up to the fight, but props out to anybody that does. Hope you're smoking a doobie.
I'm just trying to get the audio back up. I don't know what happened there. It just kind of dropped off. The video's going fine, but it's skipping now and shit. The fuck? I don't fucking get it. Fucking rewind it plays.
Well, you kind of missed like, the majority of it.
Okay, so here. Let's take it back a bit. How much should I take it back by?
Let it roll. I'm trying to knock him out. Fuck it. Let it roll, buddy. Yeah, we missed a good combo, but you know what? That was a good kick right there. That winded me a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, so pick up to him.
Oh, spinning back fist. Nice.
Elbow.
Oh, that was spinning back elbow.
Yeah, missed though.
But fuck, had that landed, that would have connected devastatingly.
Yeah. The only thing is my elbows are ground and pound elbows for like power. I have so many bone chips off the tips, I can't cut people anymore, so I just try to knock them out clean. Instead of cut. Yeah, I used to want to just cut them and make them feel pain. That's my buddy Austin Craig right there. You can follow him on Twitter at Craig. Craig, I think something. Sure, buddy. Trying to give you a shout out. Look at the booty on this one. Now, this guy, I want to fight him in Bellator. Five. Bellator wants to give me a shout out. I want to take this referee right here. Look, I'm talking shit. Buddy, just because you're wearing doctor gloves, I'd fucking knock your clock off. Goof. Yeah. you know what, this guy's got a problem that I'm a gentleman to my opponent. You know what? I'll be a gentleman to my opponent, but this guy wants to call me out. Let's go. Bellator, call me up.
What's his name?
I don't know. Who the fuck's this donkey in the black here with his little muscle tee? I don't know. Find out. Apparently he's a big fighter in Bellator.
Really?
I'd smash anybody in Bellator in my division. I'd walk through that. Actually, you know what? I'd kill anybody 135 in Bellator. What's up?
So who's your favorite fighter in the UFC then, since you asked?
Well, in the UFC, actually, I'm a big fan of Jose Aldo right now. I really like the striking style. Same with Anthony Pettis. But at the end of the day, I've always loved Nick Diaz, man. I wasn't bullshitting when I said that. I love Nick Diaz. I love the Diaz brothers. Even though they're not with the UFC. But yeah, Jose Aldo or Anthony Pettis probably right now.
And
still Anderson Silva. I don't even care that he got beat the last fight.
No,
he's still one of the
got
most
beat
lethal.
For being cocky. That was.
You know what?
That was the only thing he got caught with.
Yeah.
Because his fucking.
I'd be cocky too if I knew I was going home to my family and a fucking mill in the bank.
Exactly. Really? USA? Go fuck yourself. Sorry, my friends in California and all over the U.S.
Yeah, but did you notice how it didn't really pick up too
no,
much?
No, I know.
A lot of people down there have a lot of respect for Brennan because Brennan's a respectful fighter, man.
Yo, I respect my opponent for fighting me.
Yeah.
No problem. All of them. This guy too. I laid it down.
Oh, you caught him there. There was a nice kick to the chin in the UFC recently that just knocked somebody out right after I had mentioned it and told my
Henan Burrell spinning heel kick to the face.
No, I'm talking about he was on the ground like that and it was what is it? What's it called when you kick from the ground?
Upkick.
Upkick, yeah, upkick to the chin and he was just out. Boom, lights out. That's gotta suck. You got knocked out from a dude who's on his back.
You know what, man? Anything can happen in the ring. I'll get knocked out one day. It's gonna happen. But, you know what I mean? I'm gonna try to knock them out before they can me. It's just part of the game. Here we go right here. I'm gonna fucking finish him off. Left uppercut. Bring my hand over his fucking skull. Bang. Right there. Right punch. Boom.
Fucking spazzing so hard.
Leave it.
There we go. Oh. Boom.
There's Brad right there cheering me on. He's the same size as Dan Hoogerhide. Brad would KO Dan Hoogerhide in a boxing match. Probably a boxing or a kickboxing match if you ever want to step up.
Let's take this one here. This is where it gets good. Oh. I'm just trying to get that one punch where you break your hand. I'm trying to get that in there, but it keeps on skipping.
Well, we're just getting started, bro. I'm gonna knock somebody else out of my next fight too.
Let's bring this back around.
So, who gets in the ring to lose?
Who gets in the ring to lose?
You know what I mean?
I think
there's some
anybody.
People that just take fights to take fights.
And our taglines and whatever else that's going on. What's coming up in Detroit?
What's coming up in Detroit is my manager, Brad, got us a little connection to maybe represent Team Ontario. So basically what's going to happen is one person from each weight class, from about 125 all the way up to like 205, even 255, whatever. Each person will have a division to represent. I'll be representing probably the 135 or 145. and we'll be representing Team Ontario. They're going to take us down, and hopefully someone's going to put us up in some track suits and take care of all the travel so I can just go down and smash somebody, because I'll do my part and win my division. So I don't really like team events, but I know I'll win mine, and everybody else better step up and win too, because I hate losing, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think anybody enjoys the sense of losing, no. But then again, every now and again, I guess every MMA fighter has said that like a loss on their record has actually changed the way they fight.
Yeah, I've had some losses, but better. You know, you just gotta fucking roll with it, learn from it, and get hungry. Always hungry.
What's coming up in Montreal?
We got some possibilities for some Muay Thai fights going on at Club Soda with Victory Muay Thai early November. We've got SSFL December 18th tentatively going down a couple of people.
Do you know where that's going to be located?
That's in Gladwin, Michigan. The SSFL,
so,
yeah.
So Death Squad Michigan, go out, represent for Death Squad, because this is literally a man who fucking thinks about going in there and tearing a man to shreds and fucking winning and being the champion of every fucking division he goes into.
Absolutely. Keep up your thing, JT.
You can call me Jordan. You know Jordan. Me. He is Jordan. Yeah. JT's for the podcast. It's just to click on something that clicks. It's taggy.
Yeah.
It's very catchy, is what people tell me. And where can people find your information and your information? Right now, I know both of them are willing to let people follow them on Facebook right now. So if you add Brendan Kalajendic, and you can spell that correctly, spell it out for him right now. Give him one.
Calsamrit.com. That's all you need. Calsamrit.com. Calsamrit.com. That's got my whole website. And then
you can email me there.
Ringside Management, Brad De Silva, braddesilva@hotmail.com. You can also get him on Facebook on my friends list, Brendan Kalajendic, Brad De Silva. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. This is Peace Out from Spitballing Home Studio, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Next time should be either Melody Jordan or Nina Biaggi. Unless Jive steps in, I will be doing that interview in the next week or so. All right, peace out. Death Squad.
Awesome.
1 second. All the Kush smokers, eh? All the Kush smokers. You feel that Kush? Give me the motherfucking hell.
I regularly be, I'm trying to get high like I'm on a trampoline. You know what I mean? So tell me where it be, so I can sit back and smoke inside my limousine. I'm talking about cheap, I'm like a hyena. I'm looking for bud that's a little more green, a little more mean. The type that tastes right, the type to make me wanna get high all night. Alright. Hey little mama, can you blow it in the air? And I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said smoke, I said smoke. It fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven, motherfuckers. When you blow it in the air, and I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said smoke, I said smoke. It fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven, and that's just what I'm getting. I use it as a weapon when I'm writing out my record. I'm blazing up the second, that's why I'm so invested. I always keep you guessing when I'm with the crew I'm repping. I'm talking about Kush, I never smoke Bush. I need a head rush, that's a damn must. I need to smoke up, I need to get fucked, and always be abrupt until I get my damn stuff. I need that herb, the type to get you blurred, to drive and make you swerve and make it hard to speak words. And that's what I prefer, it's never premature, it's always so nice and it's tasting so pure, for sure. Hey little mama, can you blow it in the air? And I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said smoke, I said smoke. It fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven, motherfuckers. When you blow it in the air, and I got a big bag with enough
enough of it to spare. A smoke, I said a smoke, I said a smoke. It fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven.
Coming equipped, smoke so thick, human eye can't see shit. It's like a lunar eclipse. And smoking weed head rounds, I would knock out six. You would last 6 seconds. Kush fuels all 8 of my senses. Black and confused, Kush, bring me to my senses. I rolled it up, she told me once. How much weed is there? I told shorty an ounce. So many names I cannot pronounce. A good day is Kush all day. No Kush on you, homie, I got you. Kush stay closer to blocker like a tattoo. Merry Kushmas to you and I. Kush got me up in the sky, pelican fly, talking like Nicki.
Hey little mama, can you blow it in the air? And I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said a smoke, I said a smoke. It fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven, motherfuckers. When you blow it in the air, and I got a big bag with enough of it to spare. Smoke, I said a smoke, I said a smoke. It fucking tastes good and it smells like heaven.
Blow it in the air, blow it in the air. Blow it in the air, cause you really don't care. Blow it in the air, blow it in the air. Blow it in the air, cause you really don't care.
I said a smoke Kush in the morning, Kush in the evening, Kush on when the sun goes down, down. Kush in the morning, Kush in the evening, Kush on when the sun goes down, down.
Blow it in the air, blow it in the air. Blow it in the air.